All right, it's Friday. We made it. We did it. We're here. And I know a lot of people typically will slack off towards the end of the week, but that's not a possibility for me today. I'm making my money today putting this podcast together for you guys. It's Dave Gibson in here, your host of the podcast. And Vinny Brand, comedian Vinny Brand, was in today for about half the show. And let's just say pulling these clips was a labor of love. So shout out to our intern, Taylor, for doing that. I think I have everything neat and organized here, ready to go for you guys. It was a first Friday. We packed the studio with an audience, a great audience, actually, even with things getting political today. Thanks to Vinny Brand. Nobody killed each other. It was all love in here, for the most part. Vinny was trying to stir up trouble, which he always does, but thankfully, everyone left in one piece. We had a great time. We talked about all kinds of stuff. Played $25 Pyramid with the listeners in studio. Heard about Apple hitting $1 trillion. Gave another preview of two of the artists for our big gig tomorrow, Ann Wilson and Paul Rogers. And from there on out, it was pretty much the Vinny Show. Of course, he owns the Stress Factory up in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and he has a new place up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, if you like going north. But he pretty much took things over from 7:40 onward, so, well, have a listen for yourself. This is a good one. Strap yourselves in. Lots of content headed your way. Let's do it right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
Not a better way to start a first Friday than with that song. All right, that is as good as it gets.
It's a good one. Yeah. Turn our mics on. Yeah.
John was lost in the sauce.
No, and Steve asked me to be respectful to the people who are in the studio, and I only had the speakers at half volume.
Yeah, I had my headphones on with the volume turned down. And I love that song, but
it's a veteran move.
Have my head explode.
Right. And what's wild is for those of you. We have these things called cue speakers in the studio so that we can hear things while other things are playing on the air. And normally when that song's on, not only do I have the speakers cranked all the way up, I have the cue speakers cranked all the way up.
Oh, that's why they sound like garbage.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Our cue speakers sound like a whoopee cushion at this point.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
The question from hell, but because it's the first Friday, we start out with our studio audience, and John is stepping up to the microphone. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Fantastic.
Where are you from, sir?
South Jersey.
From South
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Okay, all right. Now, you understand what you got to do here.
Yes.
You heard the question. Question for anyone who didn't encounter it. In a recent study, 49% of these kitchen items were loaded with bacteria. We said it's not sponges. What do you think it is, John?
Knives,
knives, my good man, is in fact incorrect. All right, that moves us over to
Ken.
Ken. Okay.
Did I write Gary on your list anywhere?
Is it me or is that Sully, the airplane pilot?
I mean, it's a little more hair to be Sully.
Yeah, it's a little more hair.
Put the hat on.
But he's got the Sully mustache.
Right.
All right. If it got any thicker, it would be pure porn mustache. But right now, it's a Sully mustache.
By show's end, you'll get there.
All right. So Ken. All right. In a recent study, 49% of these kitchen items were loaded with bacteria. What do you think they are?
I would say oven mitts.
Oven mitts is incorrect. All right. Well, that brings us to this dear lady who happens to have a little insight into this radio program. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing just fine. All right. Now, are you Tina?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm sitting there going like,
very good.
I'm trying to remember. I'm like stretching. All right.
What's the insight?
Tina is, remember Sabrina who used to work here?
Yes.
That's her sister.
Oh.
All right.
Tosti, toasty.
Yes. Tosti.
That was close.
Okay. I'm Anderson, but yeah.
Okay. So in a recent study, 49% of these kitchen items were loaded with bacteria, and you believe they are?
Can openers.
No, it's not that. All right. That brings
one
us
more?
Now to, we got one more here.
All right.
And you are?
Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am fine. You know, now that I hear your voice, having a Minnie Mouse purse just makes sense. It just makes sense.
Thanks.
All right. In a recent study, 49% of these kitchen items were loaded with bacteria. They are?
Kitchen towels.
You're a winner.
Absolutely correct, my dear. You've got the Pat Benatar tickets.
John DiBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
It is time now. Now, are you guys ready for this? Because we haven't done this in a while.
John always ready.
I was born ready.
Yes. All right, because it is time now for what we love to call Steve and Dave's $25 pyramid. All right, the opportunity for two listeners here in the studio to win a massive $25. Now, who's playing with whom?
Who do you want, Tina? Who do you want to play with?
You don't care.
Kathy, who do you want to play with?
I'm here.
Me or Dave?
Yeah. All right. Just go to who you're closer to.
Dave.
Did they both pick Dave?
I guess so. Threesome, baby.
Nobody likes you, Steve, because you're Grumple Stillskin. All right?
Whatever. I'm on this mic. Whoever's up first, get on the middle mic.
Okay.
So explain how this works.
All right. Now, simply, it's just like $25 pyramid.
Right.
All right. Or $25,000 pyramid, except you're only getting $25.
Yeah. Minus the three digits.
All right. And our category today is films, and they're all action films. Now, Steve will hold up cards for Dave, and Dave will hold up cards for Steve. And Tina, it is Dave's job to get across the title of this film to you. And there are five films in total, and the person who has guessed the most correctly is going to walk away with that $25. Now, Tina, let me ask you.
Sweet spot of the mic.
$25, right? What would you spend that on? I mean,
Tough decision there.
Yeah, it is.
Half a tank of gas, that'd be nice, right?
That's always possible.
Yeah.
All right.
Some fast food for you and your family.
All right. A lot of gum.
There you go.
You could get a lot of gum. All right.
Buy. All right. An action film.
All right.
A Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Criterion Edition.
You could do that. All right. Are you ready, Dave?
I think so. This is going to be great to
Tina,
see.
Tina, you're ready?
I guess.
All right.
You can see a girl share her action film knowledge.
Yes, you're ready. All right. Well, here we go. All right. Are you ready? And now you could say pass at any time if you want to move on to the next movie.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. You ready?
Yep. Let's
all
do
right,
it.
Here we go. First movie.
Tom Cruise. Fighter jets. Volleyball scene.
Pass.
Oh, my gosh. Keanu Reeves. Moving in slow motion. Bullet time.
Oh, my gosh.
Digital. Computers.
I knew that movie.
Kathy, I think
pass.
We'll be okay.
Pass. Tom Cruise again. It opened last weekend. The franchise. Big franchise. Opened last weekend.
Wow.
It's a...
Wow.
Pass.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I don't watch a lot of
Bruce Willis.
Movies.
It is a Christmas movie. Elevator shaft. Oh, gosh. Next one. Okay.
This is not good.
Okay. Spielberg, Harrison Ford.
She's not going to get this.
Star Wars. That
can
one.
We do sitcoms or romantic comedies?
All right. That was pathetic.
Wow.
Kathy, we were taking major ass here, and we might only get one right.
Right. Right.
We tortured the audience.
I'm sorry.
Now, Kathy, all you got to do is answer one of these correctly, right, and you're going to walk away with $25. Where are you from, Kath?
Blackwood, New Jersey.
From Blackwood, New Jersey. And what do you do for a living, Don?
I'm a teacher.
Okay. And how are you with films?
Not good with action films.
Good, we have a chance.
I did know the first one.
Okay. Well, we only need one.
So. Yeah, only need one, and Steve is going to be your partner in this. So here you go.
Okay.
We're going to do this. Guy gets out of jail. He's on a plane. Nick Cage is the star of it. What do you call somebody that's in jail?
A jailbird?
For a pass. We'll come back to that. We only need one. Come on. Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, they're police officers. What is a gun?
A pistol?
Okay, a sword, a gun, a bomb.
A weapon.
Okay. What are they, though? They're what kinds of weapons?
Lethal weapons.
Yes!
Oh, wow. I thought we might have a chance.
That is how you hold someone's hand through a contest.
Wow. $25 coming your way. You have big plans for that $25?
More wine at the winery.
Yeah, there we go. Well, you've got yourself $25 and, more wine at the winery.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
I guess we're all really happy that we bought that Apple stock when it first came out, aren't we?
Yep.
Have you heard about this, Cindy?
I have not.
All right. Apple is America's first trillion-dollar company. All right. Their stock passed $207.05 a share yesterday. And if you invested $10,000 in Apple back when the Mac came out in 1984, mm-hmm. you know how much money you would have?
A lot.
$3.8 million.
Oh, oh man.
$3.8 million. All right. Now, if you waited until Steve Jobs took over the company or returned to the company in 1997, you'd only have $2.5 million. All right.
Man.
And if you waited until the iPhone came out, right, in 2007, you'd only have $114,000.
Wow.
So thank God I invested early.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, well, in cardboard.
Yeah, there
right?
you go.
No,
you really would have been rich.
Not an Apple, you know. But come on, I mean, you got to hand it to Apple, and you got to feel for them.
Apple currently has a $1 trillion value. That's only a little more than $999 billion. Sure, you're barely making rent, your credit cards are tapped, and you don't have any savings. But for only the price of a new iPhone, iPad, watch, or MacBook Pro, you can help to ensure that Apple continues to thrive. We're pretty sure that when they hear this, they'll feel guilty and start giving away free gear. But not really. That's why they have a $1 trillion value. Sorry, suckers.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette! I'm not sure if you heard Paul Rogers on the air with us yesterday, but that song actually came up because I was asking him if he had performed with any, either Jeff Beck, and Jeff Beck he did perform with, or with Ann Wilson. And he told the story about how he was recording this. It was for some classical album from Australia, and he was recording it in the studio. And Ann Wilson was in the studio next door and popped in, and he was recording Norwegian Wood. And Ann said, well, would you like me to do a harmony vocal for you? And he said, sure. So I went digging through the internet, and we managed to find it, and they give you a little taste.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had a girl.
I mean, it really is big.
She showed me her room. Isn't it good? No, we don't.
And then here comes Anne.
She asked me to stay, and she told me to sit anywhere.
Maybe if we ask real nice this weekend, they'll do the song.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
For the first time since Christmas, would you please welcome Vinnie Brand?
Yeah. Or as my fans refer to me, Giggless Vinnie Brand.
Giggless Vinnie Brand. So how are things? I mean, we literally haven't spoken to you in 8 months. You haven't been here since Christmas.
It's unbelievable. This has been a long absence for me. It's been a peaceful time in my life. And I don't know why. Why haven't I been here?
I have no idea. Maybe it's because you opened up a second comedy club.
I did. I opened up a second club. And big news, everybody, this is the big... I waited to say this all morning. John, my wife is pregnant.
Stop.
No.
This joke again.
Yeah. No.
This joke again.
Yeah. No. You've done this joke before.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
All right.
What's the punchline?
She doesn't know it yet.
Don't tell her yet. It's a surprise. All week, I'm like, I haven't done that joke for John. I love that
since
joke.
Since Christmas.
She gets very mad at me. She says, you're cursing us. I'm going to get pregnant. I'm like, no. I guarantee you that's impossible. I remember my biology class. There's no private time for us. There's too many people in the house.
How many kids now?
Six kids. Six. Oh. One's going to college. Going to University of Michigan in 2 weeks.
And now is that the soccer daughter?
Runner. She's a runner.
She's a runner. Okay. Runner. All right.
She was a soccer kid.
Right.
Now I like the running better than soccer because you go, you watch the event, you go home. Thank you. Let's go.
No fighting parents.
No, soccer is, I coach little five-year-olds. Right. So this year my little one is playing. And I know this guy. He got his kid on my team. I've known the guy forever. So we're like day five. And he comes up to me dead serious. He goes, listen, man, you got to get on my kid. I go, what? He goes, yeah, he's not taking this seriously enough. I look at him. I go, Barry, trust me. Just give it time. This will suck in about 2 years. Just give it time. And I just let him enjoy it right now. He wants me to yell at his five-year-old. What is wrong with people? The country's out of control.
Get on my kid.
Yeah, 5 years old. You think he's going to be a soccer superstar? His future options still involve a conviction. Don't worry. You let the kid get through Sesame Place, for God's sake. I can't take it.
Speaking of Sesame Place, this is usually the time of the year you go on the big family vacation. Does that happen already?
We were going to go to Europe for my daughter's summer trip. We're going to go to Europe.
Ambitious.
Okay, and I'm like, all right, we'll go to Europe. I'll go to anywhere in Europe. Except countries that might blow up. All right, so there's like 9 or 10 countries I won't go to. All right, I'll go to Ireland. I'll go to Sweden. Not even Sweden anymore. I'll go to Ireland, and so I'm all geared up to go. And I got my mental head around spending a ton of money.
All right,
and my wife comes in. And she goes, "Yeah, I switched the trip up a little bit. We're gonna go to Ocean City, New Jersey.
A little bit.
Ocean City, New Jersey. And that's where we went. And I like Ocean City. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a decent boardwalk. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not quite. It's nice. There's a decided lack of scumbags on the boardwalk at Ocean City. Yeah, okay. So you go to Seaside Heights, it's like, oh, man, they could film an episode of Cops here.
Yeah,
so, and Wildwood's the same thing. Yep. Wildwood's like, you know, take your life in your hands, go to the go-karts, wear a bulletproof vest. It's a bad boardwalk. All right, so it's just nasty. The amount of gum on the Wildwood boardwalk alone. So I said to people, really? You couldn't hit one of the 57 garbage cans all around you at all times? The gum has to hit the boardwalk? Anyway, go to Ocean City, and we open the new club. My managers have me on the phone 5 to 6 hours every day. Now all the kids are around, the managers, all these ridiculous BS problems. And I finally said to one manager, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you call me again, I'm leaving my vacation. I'm driving up to the club, and I'm going to murder you. Do you understand me? And I'm like, you can't talk like that in front of the kids. I'm like, I'm ruining the whole vacation. I'm the only maniac in the Ocean City, New Jersey boardwalk. The only guy worked up. So that's where we went, to Ocean City. Right.
What would make her change from a European vacation to Ocean City?
I think it was ISIS. I don't know. That's where we ended up going, and it rained 3 of the 7 days. I'm like, this is the worst vacation in the history of vacations. I'm in New Jersey, which is not a vacation. I'm an hour.
You're from New Jersey, right?
Right, exactly. But there was a lot of Irish kids that come to Ocean City to work. So I felt like I was in Europe a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. A little bit.
All right. So anything else new with the family?
All right. So here's what's new. There's a lot of new stuff. I have my 20-year wedding anniversary.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Congratulations. Now, what did you do for your 20-year wedding anniversary?
What did I do for my 20-year anniversary? I cooked dinner for my wife and bought flowers and stuff, and that was really about it.
That's why you'll never have a 7th child. This is what I'm doing. This is what I did, all right? So I went out, and I got my wife an eternity ring.
Okay. Right?
I went to Tiffany's, dropped some coin.
Okay.
All right? Then I took her out in our property. You've been to my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went out to the field there.
Mm-hmm.
The same spot on the field where 21 years ago I showed her the property and said, I think we can make a nice home here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, my God, I think we can make a home here. I brought her out there. I got down on one knee, and I asked her to marry me again.
Okay. That's
right or wrong. Yeah. Okay, women in the audience
got some
today.
Yeah,
yeah. Right or wrong? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Right. And she said no. And she said yes, and then she gave me my gift, which 20 years you're waiting for. Right? 20 years is big.
I mean, you got an eternity ring.
I got an eternity ring. I'm looking for maybe one of those three-wheel motorcycles.
Okay. I hate you for that. I hate them.
Tickets to the Lion King.
Ah, yes! She got herself a gift for you. Right. For herself.
And I'm like, oh, the Lion King. On the same day the Red Sox are playing the Yankees, I can't wait to tell the fellas. What happened? Cats was sold out. I mean, Jesus. Lion King.
It's the only Broadway show on Groupon.
It's just like, do you like it? And I'm like, yeah, I love it. You're the girl I want to marry again. Oh, my God. Worst gift ever.
Vinnie Brand is our guest and will be with us this morning. I want to thank the folks at Panera Bread who have, and Steve's going wild over this idea. Panera Bread has, they're testing something new here in Philadelphia called the Double Bread Bowl. One loaf, two cutouts, and it'll be tested in the area from August 5th, so it's from this Sunday till the 31st, and it's available upon request in a cafe and through delivery. And, you know, I have a hard enough time dealing with one hole in a loaf of bread with soup in it. You want two holes in a loaf of bread?
And, why not? You got to step your game up, John. Sometimes you want cheddar broccoli and mac and cheese. Sometimes you want cheddar broccoli and cheddar broccoli.
Right.
I can share it with my wife. I can share it with myself.
Right.
I mean,
let's just remember, though, it's under testing, John.
Right.
All right. We don't know if the bowl is going to work. All right. We're under testing. The double bread bowl has never been done. This is a very unique moment in science. All right. And I don't know how it's going to go. People could lose their lives. You just don't know. The double bread bowl is very exciting.
I'm going to test it.
Yeah, I know you are. What was that your wife said the other day?
I got to hear this.
We had a softball game, so the company softball team, we had playoffs, right? And we're in the car going home, and my wife goes, I forgot you moved pretty quickly for, and I stopped her. And I, for what? If somebody would... Somebody with a belly. And so I start gaslighting the hell out of her in the car. To the point where she starts feeling bad, like, oh my God. And finally, after like 10 minutes, she's just ripping her apart. I said, I'm just kidding. I know. I don't care.
Yeah.
I get it.
The double bread bowl will take care of that belly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Everyone knows that a lot of carbs
you
spins you right out.
You for somebody with a belly. Divorce.
Let me get this straight. Something I did inspired you?
Yes. Okay. Yes, John. I am so... Listen, I was talking while we were off air
to the
people in the room, most of whom, I guess, are unemployed. And they they are divided. One half down. Mm-mm. Okay. One half loves Trump and the other half wants to kill that half. And I know that you're a big Trump guy. You're on the Trump train.
Oh, yeah, I'm Mr. Trump. You know me. I got my Make America Great Britain hat again.
Yeah. I got to tell you, sir, this is the most divided. Even the Civil War wasn't this bad. This is a crazy. You can't tell anyone. The other day I said to a woman, hey, who'd you vote for? That's all I said. She lost her mind. She's like, how dare you? My vote is my business. Who the hell do you think you are? And I'm like, Vicky, calm down. That's my wife. Anyway, the thing is,
I'm the only one in the room who got the joke.
I know. I had to tell the rest of the audience. So here's the thing. In September, I am starting a month of love on Facebook.
Okay.
No negativity. You can't post anything negative on Facebook for just 1 month. I just want the whole country for 1 month. And your Christmas message at the end of the year, where you elucidate and illuminate everyone on all the good and nice things
that happened that everybody overlooked.
Everyone overlooks, right? Like this group here is divided, right? Mm-hmm. Like the kid down there who didn't vote hates Trump. Hey, no one cares. You didn't even vote. Right now. What do you do? You don't get to hate anyone, okay? The guy over there who I think might be Mexican hates Trump. No kidding, okay? No kidding. Jumped across the border and voted. Good for you. The two white guys at the end that look like the old men from the Muppets, they love Trump. They love him. They love him. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. So, you know, I want everyone to join me and just post nice stuff. Facebook used to be awesome at pictures of hamburgers and stuff. Now, you go on Facebook. The other day I wrote, I'm having some delicious vanilla ice cream. I had 90 people. Screw you. Chocolate ice cream matters. Which is another thing, John. I'm going to tell you something, okay? And I got this might be a little edgy. I am so tired of hearing black people say, well, we didn't vote for him. Hey, I did the math. Some of you did, okay? Every time I see a black couple in a BMW, I'm like, I know what you did. That joke needed no explanation. This is it's a crazy, crazy time. I won't tell people. People assume they know who I voted for because I do jokes, but all of it to me, there was only one guy to vote for, and I wasn't running, all right? And the thing is, I could straighten this country out so fast. There's no problem I can't fix.
U2, Sunday, Bloody Sunday, you see. Had you gone to Ireland, you might have been able to see that.
I would have seen it. You know,
Ocean City, not where U2 plays.
No, not at all. This audience divided again. Some of the Clinton people walked out during the...
See what you did?
They had to go to work.
Oh, Clinton people don't work. Republicans work. Okay? These two men over here work. Okay? They're busy subjecting people. I will tell you, this is the least buffet I've ever seen.
I know.
Right?
I know.
And yet still they got up like cattle. They just lined up like free food. It makes me wonder, are they here for you or the buffet? I can't eat. I'm on the keto diet.
What the hell is the keto?
Are you
diet?
Really? Full fats? No carbs?
It's very, very few carbs. Very few carbs. And here's how you lose weight. When you're on the keto diet, you feel compelled to talk about it.
Okay.
And people will
refuse. Like CrossFit.
Yes. Okay. And they refuse to eat with you, which makes you starve to death. You can't have any carbs. All right. So I'm really on like a modified keto diet. Like I have, I have some carbs, like I have bagels and spaghetti.
And pizza and sandwiches.
I've lost a lot of weight. I'm down. I feel very fit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, very fit. I'm trying to stay in shape as long as I can because I don't want to leave any money to my children. I want to make sure I blow through it all. And I did the math. I have to live to 60 for that to happen. You can't make enough money.
I need more money.
908.
Four more years.
Can I do it? Can I give my phone number out?
Yeah, you can give your phone number out. It's tradition. It's your tradition.
You people in the studio audience, write this down. Okay, 908-601. You're not writing it down, sir. 6976. Now, John, why do I give my number out?
Because you love people.
I love people. And I love to see how fast the first idiot calls me just to see if it's me. This is the average call I get. Is it really you? Yeah. Oh, okay. Click. just like my children. Last night, I'm texting my daughter, and I'm trying to get a hold of her. It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm texting like mad, and I can't get a hold of her. And I'm nervous. She's 18. She's out. I'm nervous. So I call her mother up. I go, hey, Vic, I can't get a hold of Maddie. I go, I'm concerned. 6 seconds later, Vicky calls me. She goes, she's in Red Bank. She's getting ice cream. So I go, have her call me. So she calls me. I go, hey, how come you didn't answer my call? I didn't hear my phone ring. I go, really? I called you 9 times. You didn't hear it ring. Your mother calls you once. You pick up immediately. I'm not dumb. And she says, I'm sorry, Dad. I mean, no, you're not. You're not sorry. You didn't want to talk to me.
She has 1 foot out the door.
Oh, my God.
She has one
so
foot
out the door.
Michigan, here I come.
She's got 1 foot out the door and her credit card in her wallet. I will tell you, having kids is expensive. Having girls is really expensive.
There it is.
First one from Trenton, New Jersey. That could be the governor. That could be the governor. Trenton, New Jersey called me while I'm on the air. Hey, you pay attention. I'm on the microphone. Call the station if you want to talk to me. 908-601-6976. I really do love people. You know, I'm a people person.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Time now for concert ticket. For Classic Rock lineup. I was going to do concert ticket prices right, which would have been really difficult. A chance at those big gig tickets, fifth row seats. Joining us this time around is Daniel. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, John. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fine. I have never had somebody come in the studio and really question music as much as you did this morning, and it's very enjoyable. How well do you know your music, Daniel? Because you're kind of young.
We'll see, I guess. I've gone to some good concerts. I actually just saw Roger Waters last year. That was
okay,
really
cool. All right, all right.
A big Rush fan, so I knew Steve.
Yeah, you're there with Steve, yeah.
We're like 21-12.
Okay, here we go. For Long Song
1976.
Wednesday. 1976. All right. So, I'm going to give you three albums, okay. All right? I want you to put them in chronological order from oldest to newest. Get it right. You're in the fifth row for the big gig and free parking.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, David Bowie's Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust. Derek and the Dominoes, Layla, and Genesis, Invisible Touch. Put them in the proper order.
I'll go with Layla, David Bowie, and Genesis.
Layla, David, so you're saying that Derek and the Dominoes, Layla was
70,
first.
I think.
It's 70, right? All right. And Bowie's Rise and Fall.
I think that's probably between 70 and 86. He's Invisible Touch is 86.
Okay. Invisible. Wow. I mean, not only does he has two dates right, but...
Oh!
You, my man.
And I want everybody to know that Vinny Brand said I would not be able to get this right.
hey, wait a second. Let me tell you how easy that was. Let me just tell you how easy the concert was. That was the easiest one ever. Here are three presidents. Put them in order. Washington, Lincoln, and Trump. Jeez, John.
Well, some people
might here are three
that,
albums.
You know
Beethoven, Frank Sinatra, and I can't think of someone who's out today. Who's out today?
But what's really amazing is I mean, we've done this, and no one during the course of the week, no one gave the years. He got Derek and the Dominoes right on the on the money, 1970. He got Genesis right on the money, 1986. Yeah. And David Bowie, well, you gave a very wide range, but he was 1972.
Yes, and by the way, when you have no girlfriend or job, you have time to catalog stuff.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.